Dicidoro, D-I-C-I-D-O-R-O, Leon, L-E-O-N, 725-70, 11-11-25, 55-year-old gentleman comes in today for a follow-up of multiple medical issues. Number one, gout. Number two, morbid obesity. Number three, diabetes. Number four, sleep apnea. Number five, hyperlipidemia. Next one is fatty liver. Next one is carotid stenosis. He was fetal edema, leg pain, and symptoms of neuropathy, period. And he was set up for sleep apnea last year. He got it done. He had severe sleep apnea. He got a machine approved by the insurance company, but it's been sitting in the bedroom, and he has not been using it, period. New paragraph, he also, he's a driver, but he's a supervisor. He doesn't drive anymore, and he lives at home with his wife. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink on a regular basis, and they have two children, 26 and 30, period. Immunization is no recent flu shot, no COVID shot, past medical problems, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, gouty arthritis, morbid obesity, diabetes, sleep apnea, hypogonadism, fatty liver, carotid stenosis, BPH, PVD, and right ventricular hypertrophy with RVH related to sleep apnea, family history positive for diabetes, hypertension, no colon cancer. Patient's Cologuard is up to date, 6 of 25. Review of system. His weight hovering around 293 as before. He says he's had no chest pain, shortness of breath. No, 293 to 288. Shortness. His weight's gone from 293 to 288. He's had no shortness of breath, chest pain, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, convulsion. Let's make a medication list. Allergy non medication, allopurinol 300 milligram once a day, lovastatin 20 milligram once a day, lisinopril 20 milligram once a day, testosterone cypionate 200 milligram weekly. Recent blood test, which was noted today. Showed a glucose of 114, testosterone 178, PSA within normal limits, A1C of 5.7. We're rechecking all his blood work today, of course. On exam, his blood pressure is 140 over 77, 68 pulse, 20 respiration, 95%, 98.2 heart, positive 1, positive 2. Lungs, clear abdomen, obese neck, shows no JBD skin, shows no rash of arm, mucosa with vision, logical non-focal lower extremity, 1 plus edema. Assessment, number 1, hypertension, stable. Number 2, diabetes, early. Number 3, start GLP-1, Mounjaro 2.5 milligrams sub-Q daily. Next number, Cologuard negative. Next number, sleep apnea. Next number, is encouraging him to start using his machine for obvious reason. Next number, I told him if he doesn't use the machine, he can actually die as many people have died. Next one is hyperlipidemia. Next one is check blood work. Next one is low testosterone. Next one is recheck testosterone. Next one is carotid stenosis. Next one is RVH. Next one is LVH. Next one is diet and exercise is a must with any kind of medication for weight loss, including Mounjaro. Next number, I discussed the findings with him at length before leaving. Next number. LFT elevation previously slight related to his... related to his liver, fatty liver. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, he was given ample time to ask questions before leaving. Next number is gouty arthritis stable. Thank you.